I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with Uber Eagles fan Jim Kramer. It's become a rite of the summer that he visits Philadelphia, comes to an Eagles practice, and we talk about the Eagles from the biggest fan in the world's perspective.
Listen, ever since you came here, I stopped reading anybody else other than you.
You're the man.
And one of the reasons I do that is you got great insight, but two, if you want to be critical, you're critical.
I think I am.
I think you are.
In an intelligent way.
I'm going to pay you the highest compliment there is. You're owned by no one.
Thank you, Jim. It's not quite true, but thank you very much.
Well, that's the way it comes off.
All right, so tell me what's going through your mind here. First of all, you spend the day at practice.
Yes.
You address the team after practice.
I haven't addressed the team since Summit High School when I was coach of the week.
And what'd you say?
I told people.
Doug Peterson, by the way, said it was a great speech.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Coach said it was great?
I swear to you, yeah.
Well, when the last game at the Meadowlands at the old Giants Stadium, I was sitting in the first row behind the Eagles bench. And we won that game. David Eckers gave me the game ball. And I was seized by the moment. And I just said, Brent, take no prisoners. TNP. So I gave him a little TNP, take no prisoners. Okay. Because that's what we have to do. Okay. See, they take the prisoners, man. That's soft.
I understand.
These guys are hard and they're united. There is a vibe. Now, I couldn't.
So you got the sense that this team is a tough guy team.
I think the team's like the town.
Okay.
I never knock the Eagles. You know, people always want me like, hey, Chip Kelly, are you going to say? No, I never say anything bad. Because you know what? Let everybody else say something bad. My job is to love the team because that's what I do. And the guys who don't love the team, you know what? I'll take your tickets.
Well, they
go
love
me your tickets.
But I think they love the team, but they get frustrated when the team doesn't win, which is fair, right?
That's okay, but you don't have to be so vocal about it.
Okay.
You got your kids, you got your wife, your father's. Tell them. When people ask me, say, listen, I'm a little disappointed. No need for the vitriol. These guys are giving them all she's got. Okay. You think that they're dogging it? Half these guys are playing for dinner.
Right.
I mean, they're like trying everything they can. And you think they're dogging it?
All right, so changing of the guard
dogging
here.
Dogging it?
We all bought into Chip Kelly. He's no longer here.
We bought into everybody other than Rich Kotite.
Okay. Rich Kotite's the only one who won a playoff game, by the way. Let's mention that. Buddy Ryan didn't win a playoff game. Chip Kelly didn't win a playoff game. Rich Kotite won a playoff game.
But Buddy Ryan's grandson, Seth Ryan, was in my daughter's class at Summit High, and he would go to games. He would go to games, and Rex ran the chain. So I got to tell you, Ryan's are money good, and I miss,
all right.
Set condolences to the Ryan family.
I went to his viewing. It was amazing to see all the love of former Eagles and those who had coached with him, those who had played for him. They loved Buddy Ryan. And I had no doubt of the importance of him in Eagles history. However, we're talking about this team.
Right.
So Doug Peterson, you had created a relationship with him before, I trust?
No, this is the first time. Okay. Look, I think he's a guy who looks at you. He looks at you. He's interested. He's engaged. He's not trying to figure out how to get rid of you. He knows you're a fan. He is interested in why you love the Eagles and what you think. He doesn't take his eyes off you. He's not 1 foot out the door. He is not thinking, oh, I got to do this. I got to talk to this fan. Oh. He's thinking fans are why we have a team.
That's right.
Okay? He gets it. And he is as thrilled as we are. I like the low expectations. That's like a stock. See, when you get that low expectations, that's what happened to Facebook, okay? When Facebook was at 18, no one believed. No one. Go back. Go watch the tape. I've watched tape. I've watched hours. I'm like Jaws with the tape. 18 to 125. Straight line. Why? No one believed. No one believed. I read the stuff. I told him not to read the stuff. I'll read it for him from now on. These guys, they say these things. I got bad news for the guys who say these things. They should try his job.
So the Eagles are a team to buy because it's a low expectation
team. Well, now, first
and
of all...
I would agree with that.
One season's a very short time to measure a great team. Now, we know that the late, great Andy Grove from Intel said a quarter is all that matters. You can grade a team by a quarter. Now, I would tell you that you inherit teams. Now, Andy Grove ran that team at Intel. That's why that was one of the greatest stocks of all time. He inherited this team. So I say, I know this is not anything anyone wants to hear in Philadelphia. Time. Give him some time. Get some skilled players up front in the O-line, okay? Those guys are doing everything they can. We got a little vacancy there, a little absence there right now. You know, the receiver's going to grow into it. We protect Bradford. We protect Wentz and get a little more firepower in the receiver maybe and maybe still bring in some more people just in case someone gets hurt or something.
Sure.
But the defense, Schwartz.
He's great.
I don't want to play him.
Yeah.
You know, I said to him when I got to meet him, I said, it's been a long time since I felt that no one wants to play us.
Since when? Jim Johnson days?
Well, I still thought Sean did a good job his first year.
Yeah.
But Jim Johnson.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I remember Jim Johnson. You know, you remember you come out. Let's say you were down by two touchdowns in the first half. You come out, and it was like, what is that formation?
Yeah.
And that's what they would say. Next thing you know, Dawkins is flying in, you know, Shepard's flying in. I'm like, where Sheldon Brown, where did he come from? I mean, he's like, wow. And it's like the hits. But then I saw the hit in the first play from scrimmage.
On Thursday.
Yeah. And I said, that's old Eagles. Smash mouth. Yeah. Smash mouth backed up by hit. Smash mouth, but never just smash mouth, because that's for losers. Smash mouth hit. You want to get hit by Connor Barwin? I got his jersey. That's about as close as I want to come to being hit by that guy.
All right, so I'm reading in between the Jim Cramer lines here. Tough team, led by the defense.
Right. Well, but Peters.
Offense has some pieces. Maybe a little more firepower needed.
You know
needed.
What? Look who was in the Super Bowl. Is it okay to be led by the D? I mean, I can throw a little further than Peyton in that last game. I really can. Sanchez could throw further than Peyton, and maybe that's why he's the heir.
So I get carried away here.
No, you're absolutely right. I'm just saying that the D, that Von Miller was the guy.
That's
and we might have some Von Millers.
Okay.
Von Millers are game breakers.
We know that Carson Wentz can throw farther than...
And North Dakota. You've been
and
there?
And you met him.
You've been there?
I've never been to North Dakota.
I was in North Dakota. It was minus 30. That guy would be walking around in a T-shirt, a little mesh, you know, like the fishnet thing.
But you met him. You like to read people. Tell me what you thought of Carson Wentz.
I said, this is a gentleman off the field, a gentleman who wants to know this city, and he wants to get to love it. And I think he's got a very open mind. And I want that mind. I want everyone in this city to embrace that, okay? Give him a chance. Now, I know he's a bison. Okay? And that's good people because they work real hard. But he's in Philadelphia, you give him a chance. You know, don't you know? Think about it. Think about who's been great, okay? Well, we booed Donnie. Who they want us to take? There's a guy who's like a controlled substance problem.
The whole crew didn't boo Donnie.
No,
I was thrilled
because I followed Syracuse and I always loved him.
Yeah.
I loved him. It's like Jim Brown, him.
Yeah.
But I just think that I looked at Carson and I said, this guy is a gamer, okay? He's a gamer who has come to a city and he wants to like it here. So let's be nice to him. When we see him at the Wawa, okay, let's buy him a cup of coffee. I mean, get him to be friendly.
When you look at Carson, you know what you do?
You buy him a meal. If you see this guy, I mean, I buy him a meal at my restaurant.
Okay.
But if you see this guy,
in Brooklyn,
I want you to,
by the way.
Thank you. I want you to buy him a cup of coffee or offer.
Okay.
Buy him a Coke. Let him know that we are as small as North Dakota and as good.
But when you look at Carson, what do you do? Here's what Eagles fans can do. You look at Carson, you go, right?
Well,
big kid.
Been a while.
Right.
And I like big.
Yeah.
I like big. I like tough. And sure, when he had that hit, I mean, we all had a feel. You know, we had that hit. We watched it a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
You guys' coverage, unbelievably good. Beat everybody. You beat everybody, as you do, because PhiladelphiaEagles.com is unbelievable.
We do what we try to do.
I check out everybody's site.
Yeah.
It's like everybody else's site is why I love the owner.
Expectations for the season, Jim. You're an Eagles fan. You'll be there September 11th at Lincoln Financial Field.
No,
I know
I'll
that.
Miss
I'm
it.
Not questioning.
Well, I'll miss it.
I'm
I mean,
not
what happened to me?
It.
Okay.
I'm not questioning. I'm saying you'll be there.
I thought you were thinking that I was taking a permanent intellectual vacation on my mind.
Never. You're on vacation this week because
the Olympics are
preempting you.
But believe me, I do my show. Like Wentz.
Right.
I was going to do my show anyway.
CNBC's Mad Money will be back on Monday, right?
Oh, you bet. Okay, here's my expectations. I'm willing to take one game above 500. And that won't be necessarily be enough because of the strength of the West. But you know what? The expectations are low. But that team that I saw out there today... They were more fired up than any time that I've seen since Johnson.
Okay.
They were playing for keeps.
Let's remember that. It came from Jim Cramer here.
Taking no prisoners.
Nope. TNP.
TNP.
TNP is the message from Jim Cramer. Always great to see you, Jim. Great to see you in Philadelphia here at the NovaCare Complex. We thank Jim Cramer
thank
for joining
you.
Us in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.